Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Muhammadun sayyidul kawnain wa saqalain. Muhammadun sayyidul kawnain wa saqalain wal fariqain min ardin wa min hajam. والفارقين من أرض ومن حجم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد. نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولي لا منه ولا نعمي. أبر في قولي لا منه ولا نعمي. مولاي
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf. Every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 11th of Shawwal, 1446, corresponding to Thursday, the 10th of April, 2025. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful, beautiful Thursday, and it also marks tonight, inshallah, will be the eve of Yawm al-Jumu'ah, and it's a very special day indeed. And on a Thursday, we always discuss the importance of sending durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A beautiful topic that comes to mind is, we should love ourselves, we should love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we love ourselves. Now, how can we, as the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, attain or come to that level where our iman is at such a high level whereby Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you love me more than you love, if you don't love yourself, or you cannot attain or cannot say that you love me if you do not love the wealth of this world. So this wealth of this world and the dunya things should be temporary, should be insignificant. And our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should surpass that there. And a very beautiful story comes to mind. The time of Ummi Ayman radiallahu anha, and is narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anha, when Ummi Ayman was a woman, an Abyssinian slave that used to look after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she looked after him after the death of Amina, his mother Amina radiallahu anha, and she looked after him and she grew him up in the time of his grandfather. And when she saw him grow up, saw he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get married, and she watched his every move. And at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this temporary world, it affected her so much that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit her, and it was a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit Ummi Ayman radiallahu anha. And the time Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu and Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu went to visit her, and they asked her, "Oh Ummi Ayman, how are you?" And at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this temporary world, as any parent and as any person who had lost their loved one burst in tears. So they asked her, "Oh Ummi Ayman, why are you crying?" He says, "I'm not crying because of the passing away or the departure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What hurts me is that we will not be able to, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to receive wahi and revelation, that time has stopped. And after the passing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will not be any prophet after that, and no revelation will come." And that what upset Ummi Ayman radiallahu anha. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anha told her and pacified her and says that, "Don't you know that what Allah Ta'ala has given him is much better than this world? The beloved, the lover called the beloved, and what is in store, and what Allah Ta'ala has granted our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is much, much better than what is in this world." And this world, my respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is so temporary. We are here not for any enjoyment, but Allah Ta'ala has brought us here so we can attain our akhirat. We are here in this world to strive for our akhirat, and yet that is our main course that we should, because we all want to attain Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la, the highest stages of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us Jannatul Firdaus. Those that have passed away, Allah ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus, and grant the families the Sabrun Jameel. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We should understand that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy to mankind, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. In Surah Baqarah, Allah ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. The unseen. Now look at the word, the ghayb is unseen. Now, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his companions, and he says, "I love my brothers." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions, the Sahaba ikram, asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh Ya Rasulullah, are we not your brothers? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No, y'all are not my brothers. Y'all are my companions. My brothers are those who believe in me, who will come after you. They have not seen me, yet they will believe in me." In the time of the Sahaba Ikram, their understanding of ghaib was the malaika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miracles, the unseen, you know, amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubi wa rasuli wa yawmil akhir wa qadri khayrihi. All of that was the unseen in the time of Sahaba Ikram. But in our time, Ghaib is to believe in the one and true Almighty Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being the last Prophet of Allah, Allah Ta'ala. And we have not seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yet we believe, that is our firm belief, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, and will always be the final Prophet of Almighty Allah. And that is the greatest act, is to believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without even seeing him. You know, and that's how we should try to attain that love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should try to emulate his Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way of life, his sunnah. You know, there's so many sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, in the certain masajid. They have it on a wall. That there's 52 sunnah. There could be more, I don't know. But according to what I've seen, there are 52 sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we should try to emulate the teachings of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that will bring us closer to Almighty Allah. And that's what we want. We want to attain and gain the love of Almighty Allah. And when we pass away, we must pass away in such a state that Allah Ta'ala is happy with us. We are happy to meet Allah. Allah Ta'ala is happy to meet us. And we should always make dua that one should pass away. We should pass away with Iman. That is the main thing. That is our one of the Eids. You know, I was listening to our local Imam. And he was saying that there's five particular Eids in a life of a mu'min and in a life of a Muslim. Obviously, the two Eids, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. And one of the Eids is when a mu'min passes away with Iman and with the kalima tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And one of the other Eids is that the one Eid is when he crosses the Pul Sirat. And on that day, the Pul Sirat will be sharper, the bridge of Sirat will be sharper than a blade and thinner than a strand of hair. Now imagine how much Iman, we have to work on our Iman in this life, because at the bottom of that bridge is Jahannam. And may they respect the listeners of Markaz Sahaba. We want to attain Jannat al-Firdaus A'la, and we have to go through this. Each and every one of us have to go through this. We have to cross that bridge. And we make dua that Allah Ta'ala, some of us will cross through that Pul Sirat at the speed of lightning. Some of us will crawl. Some of us will walk. But we make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq, the hidayat, that we should pass through the Pul Sirat with the speed of lightning. And the one of the Eids is when you pass that Pul Sirat. And you know that you made it across, and now you enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Means you enter Jannah. And the other Eid is when you see the face of Almighty Allah. On that day will be one of the Eids for a mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the hidayat. You know, that is our main purpose in this life. We shouldn't worry about all these other things. You know, can we me and myself, right? As a lame person, I can't speak for everybody, but I'm talking from personal experience. Can we give the names of Sahaba, the people, that the companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Can we give the names of the Ashara Mubashara, the people who are the companions who were given glad tidings of Jannah whilst they were in this world? But if you ask, when's the next football match? When's the next event? You know, we will know date, time, and what place, and all these other things. Now, look at where we are going. We need to sort our life out in this aspect. We need to see where we are going wrong. And Allah Ta'ala tests us. Nah? Just the other day we were speaking about, Mawlana Samir Al-Qahtani was speaking about, Allah Ta'ala tests us because He loves us. He loves us because He puts us through these trials. فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah Ta'ala gives ease through hardship. But why? It's because He loves us. He wants us to come back on deen. Some of us, we may falter. I falter all the time. I'm the biggest of sinners. We falter all the time. But Allah Ta'ala still gives us an opportunity to turn to the musalla. Gives us a chance to go to the masajid, the main folk, to go to the masajid. The closest and the most beloved action of Almighty Allah is when your head or when your forehead is in sajda, in sujood. When you make the dua in sujood, your dua is heard in the heavens. The malaika are hearing the dua. You know, that they say the time when you're in sujood, your dua is extended, your duas are heard. You make that dua, that any dua, that, but it obviously has to be in Arabic. You know, you can read the Rabbanas, the 40 Rabbanas, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana tawakina adhabannar. Look at it, the Rabbana. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, grant goodness in this world, wa fil akhirati hasana, and goodness in the hereafter, wa kina adhabannar. And protect us from the fire of hell. Protect us from the fire of Jahannam. We do not want to be part of those inmates, those kuffar, the munafiq, that are going to be entered into the fire of Jahannam. That's why we should read after every Fajr Salah and after every Maghrib Salah, 7 times, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, you save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, you protect us from the fire of Jahannam. You have to find every way to attain Allah Ta'ala's love, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's protection. There are so many masnoon du'as that one should read to gain Allah's protection, Allah's guidance, Allah's mercy. And by reciting durood and salawat on our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be able to attain Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allah Ta'ala's mercy overpowers His anger. That's why when we sin, we commit sin, but we still turn to Almighty Allah to forgive us. And we say through the barakah and wasila of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, you forgive us. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy unto mankind. Not for Muslims, but to mankind. He treated everyone from a child to a woman to a man to an adult, young, old. He treated them with kindness. So we should try to emulate that, because when we emulate or we follow the Sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will gain Allah Ta'ala's mercy and closeness to Almighty Allah. 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners of +27. 84786-3132. We're going to go for a small break, and when we return, inshallah, we will try and get. We were supposed to start off our show with Brother Alpha Sinkosi, but inshallah, let's. We're going to go for a small nasheed break, and when we return, we will try to contact Brother Alpha Sinkosi.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين الثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن هجم والفريقين من عرب ومن هجم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولي لا.
It's gone 29 minutes past the 10 Central African time. We'd like to welcome our brother Alphus Nkosi on the show. Brother Alphus, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Good man. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, brother Alphus, for us on your show today.
Well, we're going to focus on the 90-day tariffs that Trump said is going to put 90 days on the countries that he sanctioned on these tariffs, but leaving China out and he's slapping them with the 125% tariffs. We're going to look into that particular matter. And we're going to look at cybercrime as well. Cybercrime with why is the government website keeps on being attacked, and is South Africa well equipped to fight cybercrime? So that's the story that we're going to look into this afternoon. So of course, and the other story obviously is just going to be a follow up with regards to Action SA. They've agreed with the ANC to say, look, okay, you scrapped the vet, but we're going to check, will they have enough time to scrap the vet while it seems as if it's now being put in place? That needs government to go and, in fact, the political parties in the National Assembly to debate the scrapping of the vet. But due to these long weekends, will they make it before the 1st of May? If they don't make it before the 1st of May, then what does it mean to the relationship that Action SA has with the ANC?
Vicks Vapor of Extra Strong. With two times actives for your five times cough and cold.
No, very well. Thank you, Brother Alphus. Will that be all, Brother Alphus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So then we'll catch you a little bit later between 12 and 1.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Brother Alphus. You take care. Bye-bye.
Sure, bye.
And that was our Brother Alphus Nkosi giving us the lineup for his show between 12 and 1 p.m. Shala, next up, we're going to be listening to a small clip by Mulana Suleiman Katani, and this is titled The True Love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you want these clips, then you can send a message on the numbers 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84786-3132.
حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما.
صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما مثلي ومثل أمتي كمثل رجل استوقد نارا فجعلت الدواب والفراش يقعن فيها وأنا آخذ بحجزكم عن النار وأنتم تقحمون فيها، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected العلماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, the plight, difficulty, hardship, persecution which the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam globally is passing through cannot help but be a source of great concern and worry to the reciters of Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. One scholar puts it quite succinctly. He says that one feels that such is the level of oppression and persecution that if even the rocks and the stones had eyes, they also would begin to cry to see the general suffering which the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through. Hardship, difficulty, sacrifice, this is not something new when it comes to the reciters of Kalima, when it comes to the people of Iman. In fact, my respected brothers, throughout the annals of the history of Islam and the history of this Ummah, we will find many, many examples of the extent of difficulty and hardship that was endured. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, Alif Lam Mim, أَخَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That what do the people think that they are going to say, آمَنَّا, we believe. We are reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and they will not be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah says, we tested the nations of the past also. Great difficulty, great hardship, great persecution they also underwent. And you also will be tested. And what is the object? What is the goal behind these tests? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah in His ilmi azali, eternal knowledge, for Allah la yashtamilu alayhi zaman, Allah's zat and being is such that with Allah there is no past tense, present tense and future tense. 1 million years ago and now and 1 million years from now is equal for Allah. Allah already knows everything, but Allah says, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah will come to know who is truthful and who are liars. By testing us, it doesn't mean Allah will come to know. What it means is that Allah will make it apparent, everyone will come to know. It will become clear who are truthful when they say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ, and who are the liars. This is the crunch test, my respected brothers. Unfortunately, to a very large extent, we have reduced our connection and our attachment with deen and our declaration of kalima. We have reduced it to verbal lip service. Allah Ta'ala is testing us so that we understand it is not just a question of a declaration. But when you say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, then from head to toe, in your 24-hour daily life, you have to make such an effort in this dunya that you present yourself in the court of Allah in the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. this month of Rabiul Awwal, generally we find in our masajid bayans of seerah, bayans of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are given, naat khani, nazams, poems in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are recited. And generally this month of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is celebrated throughout the entire Islamic world. No doubt, my respected brothers, the extent of information that is preserved about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in itself a living miracle and an attestation to the fact that he was definitely the Nabi of Allah. Normally in the annals of history you will find mention of conquerors and rulers. Very rarely do you find in annals of history attention being given to an orphan who is born in a desert in the most backward nation of the time. Yet miraculously, when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every aspect of his existence is recorded. According to the Christian calendar, born on the 22nd of April 572, passed away on the 7th of June 633, born at the time of dawn, passed away at the time of Chasht. According to the Islamic calendar, some opinions 8th of Rabiul Awwal, some opinions 12th of Rabiul Awwal, born in Amul Fil, the year when Abraha tried to attack Baytullah. Passed away, it was a Monday, the 11th of Hijri, the 11th year of Hijrah. His period of existence in this world, 22,330 days. Period of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days. Father's name Abdullah, that also not coincidence. Ulama say his inception occurred in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina, his nurturing and development took place in the womb of Aman and peace. Midwife, the one that assisted in his birth, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf, her name was Shifa. That personality who was going to cure the maladies of humanity was being born. Foster mother Khalima, he drank milk from the breasts of Hilm and Akhlaq. Born in Rabiul Awwal, why not Ramadan? Why not one of the Ashr-e-Hurm, the sacred months? Ulama explain that the zat and the personality of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he did not need the blessing of a month. His existence was the blessing for the month. Rabiul Awwal, even that not a coincidence. Rabi' in Arabic means spring. After the darkness of winter, after the desolation of winter, after the darkness of jahalat and ignorance had steeped this entire humanity, the spring, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the light that now, like spring, comes with its coolness and it comes with the basharat and glad tidings that summer is coming and light is coming, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came as a blessing for the entire humanity. Born in a desert, there was no water. He was the water. There was no plants and vegetation. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the life, was the plants, was the vegetation for the entire humanity. Every aspect recorded. Occasion of Jumu'ah, it is impossible to go into details. Just a few aspects. 1 year before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be born, Allah ordered that in the entire world, not a single female child will be born. Only males were born in honor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother Amina says, when the 9 months had passed and the time of his birth had come close, as naturally a woman experiences pain and discomfort, She says, I also began to experience pain and discomfort. فَرَأَيْتُ كَأَنَّ جَنَاحَ طَيْرٍ أَبْيَضٍ مَسَحَ عَلَى فُعَادِي فَذَهَبَ عَنِّي كُلَّ وَجْعٍ وَكُلَّ رَعْبٍ كُنْتُ أَجِدُ. She says, I saw something like a white bird. Its white wing began to massage my heart, as a result of all, of which all the pain and discomfort disappeared. Then a drink of white milk came in front of me. I drank this. When I drank this, the entire world lit up. فَكَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ بَصَرِي وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا وَرَأَيْتُ ثَلَاثَةَ عَلَامٍ مَضْرُوبَاتٍ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَشْرِقِ وَعَلَمًا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ وَعَلَمًا عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْكَعْبَةِ. She says, Allah lit up the entire world, and in that moment I saw the entire east and the entire west. In one riwayat it comes, she says, I saw the palaces of Sham, of Syria, and of Basra. I saw three great flags, one planted in the east, one planted in the west, and one on the center of Baytullah. And in this vision, all of a sudden, I realized that the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had occurred. He was born circumcised, there was no need to circumcise him. He was born pure, there was no need to bathe him. She says, all of a sudden from the unseen, three men came. One of them had in his hand a goblet of silver. The other one had an emerald wash bowl. And the third one had a cloth of silk. She says the water from the goblet of silver was used. When the cloth of silk was opened up, the water from the goblet of silver was used to bathe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam seven times. Then the silk cloth was opened up. In it was the seal of Nubuwwat, which was placed on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then this baby was wrapped up in this white silken cloth. Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, referring to the seal of Nubuwwat, he says, أَغَرَّ عَلَيْهِ لِلنُّبُوَّةِ خَاتَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَشْهُودُ يَلُوهُ وَيُشْهِدُ وَشَقَّ وَضَمَّ الْإِلَهُ إِسْمَ النَّبِيِّ إِلَى إِسْمِهِ إِذَا قَالَ فِي الْخَمْسِ الْمُؤَذِّنُ أَشْهَدُ وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ فَذُو الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودُ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدُ. He says the seal of Nubuwwat glittered on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a shining testimony that this was the Nabi of Allah. Allah joined the name of his Nabi with his name on his arsh, never to be separated, as is attested to by the Muazzin five times every day. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allah broke up a portion of his name for the name of his Nabi. Fadul arshi mahmudu, so that the owner of the arsh was Mahmud Allah, and he was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah says, we raised your dhikr, we raised your mention. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma makes tafsir of وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Where Allah says, أَلَّا ذُكِرْتْ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. Then from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken, but the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be taken with my name. He says, فِي الْأَذَانِ وَالْإِقَامَةِ وَالْتَشَهُدِ وَيَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ عَلَى الْمَنَابِرِ وَيَوْمَ الْفِطْرِ وَيَوْمَ الْأَضْحَى وَعِنْدَ الْجَمَرَةِ وَبَيْنَ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةِ وَفِي عَرَفَةِ وَفِي خُطْبَةِ النِّكَاحِ وَفِي مَشَارِقِ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبِهَا. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never to be separated, not in azan, not in iqamat, not in tashahud, not on the day of Jumu'ah on the members of the masjid of the on the members of the masjids of the entire world, not on the day of Eid al-Fitr, not on the day of Eid al-Adha, not in Arafat, not in Mina, not between Safa and Marwa, not by the Jamarat also, not in the Khutbah of Nikah also, and not in the East or the West will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Naat Kani and what Nazams are we going to render when Quran makes Naat Kani of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Inna arsalnaka shahida ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين، وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم، إنك لمن المرسلين، إنا أعطيناك الكوثر، فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم عند رسول الله، لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى، وما ينطق عن الهوى، إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. Verse upon verse, Allah utters and Allah renders the praises of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What praise are we going to utter? Every aspect of his existence recorded. When he smiled, when he laughed, how he laughed, how he walked, how he sat, how he talked, and often 14 centuries ago in a desert, every aspect recorded, even the names of his horses. Ward, Ya'sub, Ya'bub, Sijil, Sakhab, Murtajiz, Lidal. The name of the camels that he rode, the male camels, Askar. Female camels, Jad'a, Shahba, Qaswa, Adba. The donkey that he rode, Ya'fur. On the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is said that that she camel, Jad'a, which he would like to ride, when he passed away, that camel refused to eat. It started crying incessantly until it passed away as a result of starvation. An animal of minimal intellect like a donkey, that donkey which it is enough till eventually it flung itself into a well and passed away. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَسْتَقْبَلَهُ حَجَرْ وَلَا شَجَرْ وَلَا مَدَرْ إِلَّا قَالَ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He says, we didn't pass a stone, a sand heap, we didn't pass a tree, except that it would address him and say, peace and salutations be upon you, O the Rasul of Allah. Animals also, one shepherd looking after his sheep, a wolf comes to attack. The shepherd repels the wolf. The wolf addresses the shepherd. Ala tattaqillah. Hulta baini wa baina rizqi. Why don't you fear Allah? You are becoming an obstacle between me and my sustenance. The shepherd is dumbfounded. Al-dhib yatakallamu bi kalam al-ins. A wolf talking like a human being. What does the wolf say? أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ أَعْجَبَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Should I not show you something more astonishing than that? What is more astonishing? He says, أَنْتَ وَاقِفٌ عَلَىٰ غَنَمِكَ. You are looking after sheep, when just behind this mountain, Allah has sent the greatest Nabi that will ever walk on the surface of this earth. For him, Jannat has already been opened. For his followers, the hoors of Jannat are already looking down, and you are looking after your sheep. The shepherd says, let me go to him, but who will look after my sheep? The wolf says, I will look after your sheep. The shepherd goes, brings iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, relates the incident. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you go back, you will find that not one of your sheep has been harmed. Even animals, even inanimate objects, he would lean against the branch of a tree when he would give khutbah. When the majma became big, Sahaba built a minbar. One day he enters the masjid. He walks to the minbar. Khanna hanina al-ashar. The sound of wailing and crying is heard in the masjid, resounding. Like a camel in the 10th month of its pregnancy. When it goes into labor, like how it screams. Like in the same way, this date tree started screaming and crying. He got off the minbar, went to the date tree and consoled it and told it, would you not prefer to be a tree in Jannat? Would you not prefer to be a tree in Jannat? Then the crying of that tree dissipated. He made dua to Allah, the ground split open, the tree was sucked into the ground closed up. Then he addressed Sahaba, لو لم أحفظن لم يزل باقيا لفراق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. that, oh my Sahaba, if I had not consoled this date tree, from now till Qiyamah, it would have continued to cry over the pain and the loss of separation from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan Basri rahimahullah, when he used to narrate this incident, he would cry incessantly that a lifeless date tree could not bear the separation from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh insan, oh his ummah, oh his followers, are your hearts harder than a date tree? Are your hearts more lifeless than a plant? Where is your love? Where is your ish? Where is your muhabbat for Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The occasion of Jummah is too limited, my respected brothers. Unfortunately, today this ummah has made a mockery of his ishq. Lip service of ishq is very easy. In Allah's court, that will not count. Ishq for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to mold ourselves in the mold of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's to walk in the bazaars and walk in the big businesses of this world. And walk in the public places of this world, announcing to humanity that if you want to see insan, if you want to see a human being, if you want to know what is that appearance that is loved by Allah, then observe the appearance of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Observe his dressing. Observe his mannerisms. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, we have sent you as a rahmat for the entire alam. His legacy of rahmat had to live on till Qiyamah through his ummah, so that the 6 billion insan on the surface of the earth could see what was the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today the way his ummah treats their domestic servants, today the way his ummah talks to their staff in the business, today the way his ummah conducts itself, today the way this ummah dresses and portrays themselves, are we portraying Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or are we portraying something else? What is his love? What was the extent of his qurbani and sacrifice? One occasion, the greatest of Allah's creation, the most beloved of Allah, look at the manner in which he suffered for this ummah. He comes into the home of Aisha. Oh Aisha, is there any food? She says, oh Nabi of Allah, there is no food. Normally when he would get this response, he would fast. But today the hunger was too great. He says, send to the home of Zainab a message, is there any food? Message comes back, no food. Send to the home of Safiya, then Hafsa, then Umm Habiba, then Juwayriya, then Maymuna, then Souda. One wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all 9 homes, the message comes back, there is no food. This was that Nabi who said, عَرَضَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي أَنْ يَجْعَلَ بَطْحَاءَ مَكَّةَ ذَهَبًا وَفِضَّةً فَأَبَيْتُ وَقُلْتُ يَا رَبِّي أَجُوعُ يَوْمًا وَأَشْبَعُ يَوْمًا إِذَا جُعْتُ تَضَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَسَأَلْتُكَ وَإِذَا شَبِعْتُ حَمِدْتُكَ وَشَكَرْتُكَ. He said, may Allah offer me, if you want, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will turn the mountain ranges of Makkah into gold for you. But I said, no, may Allah, let me be hungry one day, let me get food one day. On the day when I am hungry, I will humble myself and I will beseech you and beg from you. On the day when I eat, I will make your praises and I will make your shukr. Voluntarily, he chose to stay in this difficulty and hardship. All 9 homes, no food. Sent to the home of Fatima, message comes back, no food. One day he goes into the masjid. Ka'ab bin Ajura radiallahu ta'ala who enters. Ma li araka mutaghayyir al-lawn. O Nabi of Allah, why has your face changed color? He says, ya Ka'ab, ma dakhala jawfi, ma yadkhulu jawfa dhatika bid mundu salat. For 3 days, not a single morsel of food has entered my stomach. When he hears this, he goes out, he makes some effort, he brings back some dates. He presents this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eats it with relish. And then he asks him, awa tuhibbuni ya Ka'ab. O ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this question and its response with the ears of Iman. What does this question mean? O Ka'ab, are you my ashik? O Ka'ab, do you love me? Today with ease we say, I am Ashiqa Rasool. With ease we feel, listening to one bayan, shedding a few tears, or singing a few naat and nazam is a declaration of love. If you want to know what is love, in Allah and His Rasul's eyes, then keep this incident in front of us. O Ka'ab, do you love me? He says, Inni uhibbuka ya Rasulallah, O Nabi of Allah, I love you. Unzur ma taqul, O Ka'ab, think about what you are saying. Be careful about what you are saying. Why? Because this nisbat, this link, this association of muhabbat demands qurbani, it demands sacrifice. His wives, on one occasion they came to him. They didn't ask that every season there must be a new outfit, or the lounge must be changed to match the carpet and the curtains. They didn't ask for the wealth and the lavishness of this dunya. All they asked, open up the books of history, O Nabi of Allah, increase our allowance to such an extent that on a regular basis we get enough food to keep our backs straight. That is all they asked for. But what was the broader picture? His wives were asking him to allow them to lessen their level of qurbani and sacrifice. In that qurbani,
a beautiful lecture by Maulana Sulaiman Qattani indeed, and that is the true love of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's gone 2 minutes to 11 Central African time. We say Jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Next up will be news at 11 a.m. with Maulana Zaid Khan. Thereafter will be the FIT program, and today they're going to be discussing Masjid al-Khalil in Hebron. And that will take us up to 12 p.m. Then from 12 to 1 will be the news hour with Brother Alphas and Kosi. And thereafter, 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 plus 1 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah A'raf. 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the Surah of Surah Baqarah. And thereafter, 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali with the lunch break. And 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. And Nasiha, 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture. Then 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of Surah A'raf. Then from 7:30 to 7:50 will be Maulana Dawood Sidat. And then from 7:50 right up to 9 p.m. will be the live program by Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib. And Alhamdulillah, today Mufti Sahib is going to be in the Glennon Road, a Sufi Masjid. And you'll be conducting his program from 7:50 right up till 9 p.m. So we say Jazakallah khairan to you. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.